Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Well, hey there, I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you're listening in today. I'll apologize right up front because I am a bit nasally sounding. My daughter was sick over the weekend, and we spent the entire day together on Saturday, so of course she generously passed her cold off to me. I apologize. Hopefully it won't be so bad that you can't still enjoy the listen. Today we are going to talk about five things to remember in a season of change. Everyone that I've talked to recently has been experiencing a move or a child graduating within a month or so. So many different transitions happening around this time of year as spring has sprung. I just wanted to share with you these five things to remember in a season of change to help you keep your sanity. But before I do, I want to make sure that you know about the free When You Can't Pray prayer guide that's listed on rachelwojo.com. This prayer guide is designed to help you pray when you can't find the words on your own. It's gently leading you into the presence of Jesus and gives you a reference to help you continue to pray when you're struggling. So be sure to go to rachelwojo.com/can't-pray. And now for today's episode, five things to remember in a season of change. If you're in the middle of trying to figure out whether you want to wear long sleeves or short sleeves, or your to-do list has grown by 20 items, maybe it's because of a move or a job change, or maybe you just feel like you can't get ahead because things are always changing. I get it. My to-do list this week is pretty big, and my ministry and workload is over the top due to growth and projects. This is a good thing, right? I have a speaking event this weekend. My kids have overgrown half their clothes. Some of them are wearing high water pants and need to put away the bulky long sleeves and heavy layers in favor of lighter clothing. They've been pushing that for about a month. Yesterday, I really focused for a while and thought there are just some things that I have to remember when the season is changing and we're experiencing transition. The first thing I want to remember is that the season doesn't last forever. My mom used to always say, "This too shall pass." So if we have a few piles of clothing that are stacked around or we've been working on a project that just hasn't ended, I just want to remind myself, this too shall pass. There are seasons where we make sacrifices for the greater good of our family and ministry. We just have to keep going, one more step at a time. So number one thing to remember when you're experiencing change is that the season won't last forever. It will end at some point. I think that one of my favorite verses to remember in regards to that is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. He never changes, even though this world is constantly changing and in transition. The second thing that I want to remember in a season of change is to appreciate the work in progress. You know, when work is stacked up and well, sometimes the house is messy, or I have to remind myself, really, that work in progress is beautiful because it means we're taking steps towards reaching goals. So whether you're have a book stack in your office that is looming out of control, or your paperwork has stacked up on the corner of your desk, or maybe for you, it's the dishes are piled up in the kitchen. We all have different situations where we have to appreciate the work in progress. Goals are wonderful when you check them off at the end of a day or work week or month, but work in progress sometimes goes unappreciated. And even just today, I had to stop and think about what are the accomplishments that I completed last week. And three wins from the week last week. I struggled to find those three wins because it was a rough week. But if you can count the accomplishments completed first before you count the assignments remaining, then it will give you fuel for encouragement to make it through the transition, right? Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to end." And we don't know all the ins and outs and the details. God keeps much of what's happening on this earth private to himself. And we don't understand how things are going to turn out in heaven. It's not a part of our logical process that we can comprehend. But we do know that God makes everything beautiful in his time. That's his promise. And when we think about that, we can appreciate the work in progress right in front of us in this moment. And then after we remember that the season doesn't last forever, this too shall pass, and we appreciate the work in progress, I think the third thing to remember in a season of change is to rejuvenate as needed. And I will come right back to this after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Thank you for listening to our sponsors. And now, as we've talked about these things in a season of change, things to remember: that the season doesn't last forever, that we need to appreciate that work in progress, and then thirdly, rejuvenate as needed. Find the little things that keep you going and enjoy them, whether it's a glass of green tea or reading for 10 minutes. During wait times, do something that you enjoy. A little can go a long ways in rejuvenating your mind and spirit. Today, I stopped in the middle of a day and took the dog for a walk, and that was just enough to reset me and keep me going for a little longer. So rejuvenate as needed when you're experiencing a transition or a change. Enjoy those little small things that will fuel you to keep moving, right? And then number four, something to remember in a season of change is that those to-do lists can get really long. And sometimes you have to shorten the to-do list to a simple focus list. So when I have a very long to-do list, I will shorten it to just a little focus list. I'll make another list that's separate, like a post-it. And the focus list is what I will do right now or within the next few hours. And when those five or six items are marked off, I create a new focus list. And sometimes, like I said, it's just a post-it on top of my list. When I look at the long list of things, I get overwhelmed. But if I look at the short list, then I know this is what I need to do right now. And some would call this prioritizing. Some would call it a psychological trick to keep you focused without feeling undone. But I just think when you're enduring a season of change, walking through transition, then shortening a big long to-do list to a simple focus list is really important and helpful. When I look at what the Bible says about understanding how we can find contentment no matter our season, I love to read the Psalms. You all know this if you've listened to the podcast. And in Psalm 90, verse 14, it says, "Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days." And I just love that verse so much because it means we can wake up feeling contented before we even start our to-do list. I love that. So after shortening your to-do list to a simple focus list, then the last thing I wanted to share about processing a season of change and remembering what's important is to pray for the strength to press on. Just pray. In transition, I feel like prayer is more needed than ever. I appreciate prayer at all times, of course. But I can't emphasize enough how much praying for strength can really fuel you to have the energy that you need. God is your sustainer and He will help you. I remember a few years back when my husband and I were running the Nashville Half Marathon, and I had been running the short runs consistently, but my long run training had been on the weak side. Typically, you would want to run a long run at least once a week, and I had managed to get one long run in up to 10 miles. But I was praying for strength the whole time that I had to run that race. And some of you may not relate to being a runner, but you might feel ready to give up on a difficult relationship or a Bible study or a relative who just won't listen or a job, or there are so many other situations. And so I want to encourage you to pray for the strength to press on. It's that old adage, and I wish I knew to whom it should be attributed. Where God guides, He provides. I whisper it to myself frequently, and so I whisper it to you today. Thanks so much for listening today. And remember, if you're struggling to pray, just like I talked about, you'll want to grab that When You Can't Pray prayer guide. It will be a valuable resource to you to help you find the words to pray when you can't. You'll find that resource at rachelwojo.com/can't-pray. I will also put the link in the show notes, so just scroll down a little ways into the description of the podcast episode and you'll find the link right there. Thank you so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need.
Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you His peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.